Welcome to An Alaskan Moment. A moment is a measure of time, 90 seconds. An Alaskan moment lasts a little longer, sometimes twice as much. This week in Alaska history, February 21st, 1924. The first official airmail flight in Alaska was made by Carl Ben Eielson, who flew from Fairbanks to McGrath. February 22nd, 1850. Josiah Martin Turner was born in Michigan. He became, in order of events, mayor of Skagway, a member of the Territorial Senate, and United States Marshal for the 1st Judicial Division. February 23, 1985. The Fairbanks News Miner ceased being Alaska's widest newspaper when it adopted the standard newspaper format rather than its distinct 17-inch width. February 24, 1879. Charles August Sulzer was born in Roselle, New Jersey. He became a member of the Alaska Territorial Senate, then delegate in Congress from Alaska. February 25, 1997. The United States Supreme Court, hearing a case originating with the natives of Veneti, ruled that lands conveyed by the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act does not constitute federally recognized, quote, Indian country. February 26, 1917. Mount McKinley National Park was established. It is now incorporated into the Denali National Park and Preserve. February 27, 1923. The 1,400-foot Tanana River Steel Bridge on the Alaska Railroad at Nenana was completed. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. DeArmond of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society. An Alaskan Moment is produced at Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. Music by Paul Holmberg, with help from the Aleutians East Borough and the City of Sandpoint, and especially you, the supporters of public radio. Now for your poem. Today's poem is found on the phonograph Centennial Collection of Alaska Poetry, produced by the Anchorage Centennial Commission, 1967. The Gold Dredge, by Ora D. Clark.
Like the minotaur of ancient Crete, with constant need for something to eat, is a gold dredge. In its creek-fed fastness, it shimmies and shakes, it devours mud, then regurgitates pure gold dust. All summer long, without rest or pause, that food is consumed by the powerful jaws of the gold dredge, while the men who feed it, pygmies they seem, work and watch and dream of gold dust. Only the winter can pall its greed, only the freeze-up retard the speed of the gold dredge. Only the advent of ice and snow can quench the glare of its baleful glow on the gold dredge. All the long winter it hibernates, like an Arctic bear it sleeps and waits, the gold dredge, till return of sun with longer day loosens its fetters mid joys of May. The gold dredge awakens, yawns, drinks deep, and then begins the summer's seeking again for gold dust.